Hello and welcome to Miracle Comeback.
Hello.
Hi, Bilal. We just started
Hello,
out
Lizanne.
With a song there that we will be playing more of later. So, it's so good to have you on. We haven't had a special for quite a while.
Yeah, I think it was in mid-2017.
Wow, has it been 2 years? Really?
It's been at least a year and a half.
Okay, man, you and I were just talking before the show about how time is just going fast. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Because now we have a bunch of new listeners. So would you explain what Miracle Comeback is, how it came to be?
Okay. Back in, I got divorced in 2008, and I was taking care of my three children. Yasmin, Rashid, and Elijah, being the oldest. It was pretty rough out there for me because I was a single father, no help. And Yasmin at the time was like around 11, 12 years old. Rashid was around, Yasmin was younger. She was 9 or 10, and then Rashid was 12, and Elijah was 15. And they started getting involved in the wrong crowd, which brought them into the gang life at an early age. Something I knew nothing about. And it got to the point where my older son was running away, and it was affecting my daughter. And Yasmin, being 9, 10 years old, being affected by that, I was worried. So I decided once my son came back home after running away, my older one, we moved about 4 miles away from where we lived. And that didn't stop them. That was on August 2nd, 2009. We moved away to a nice area. And the next morning, they decided to take a bicycle ride, supposedly around our new neighborhood, but that didn't happen. I didn't have a car at the time. So they took off, and after hours and hours and hours of waiting for them, I decided to get on the bus and go back to our old neighborhood. And that's where they were.
Oh, goodness.
I got in the library, a place that they love, and I found Elijah on the computer, but I didn't see Rashid. Yasmin at the time was at a friend's house during the move, so I knew where she was.
Right.
And I asked Elijah, where is Rashid, and why are you here? And he said he'd go get him, and he acted like he went to go get him, and he disappeared. So I'm spending hours looking for them up and down the street, and no luck. I got back on the bus around 6 o'clock at night, headed home. They weren't there. I was, so I decided, though, at like 8 o'clock, I put a note on the door, letting them know I was at this restaurant. Meet me over there. And at 9, 10 o'clock, I came back home. It was like a 2-mile walk. I didn't have a car, like I said. And I stopped at my friend's house. And I decided to stay there just hoping that it would give them more time to get home. And I get home at 11 o'clock. And when I'm upstairs at 11:30, somewhere around there, I heard someone yelling out the window, Daddy, Daddy. And I look out the window, it's my son, Elijah. So I go downstairs and I get in this car with this lady and my son, and we go to 16th and Greenfield. And he tells me my son, Rashid, was hit by two vehicles on his bicycle.
Oh, God.
And he was run over twice. And then they were already gone. I guess they couldn't get Flight for Life by helicopter there because there was no room. So they rushed him by ambulance. And then I raced over to Children's Hospital. And then I got contact with the police officer that was in the ambulance with him. His name's Keith Miller, and then I met a couple detectives or some officers, I can't remember. And basically, in that room where I met them, they basically got me ready to bury him. That's how bad it was.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't tell me what, they just told me the basics. They didn't know what the doctors knew.
Yeah.
And then when I talked to the doctor, it wasn't looking good at all after the surgery. Yeah, the internal damage was that he lost one kidney, half his liver, broke his pelvis, crushed one lung, and lost 46 pints of blood in surgery. And then they put him in an induced coma. And that was a waiting game right there. So being, you know, given a few percent, you know, 5% chance to survive, and praying for him and asking people to pray for him, and, you know, thinking about the blood donations that I knew nothing about. You know, I knew nothing about donating blood. I never donated blood before in my life, but knowing 46
sure.
people, you know, donated yeah. blood for my son, it must be important.
Yeah.
So, and that was August 3rd. On August 9th, he opened his eyes. On August 11th, he was walking. And on August 25th, he went home. And September 11th, he started back to school. So, a little over a month later, he started back to school. And he's doing better today than before the accident.
Well, yeah, and now it's been 10 years. So what is he doing? What's going on with him now?
Oh, that he's old now. he got married when he was 18. He has two children. The first one born on my birthday, January 13th, Yanni and Gianni. And his wife is Erica. Erica works at a restaurant, waitressing, and Rashid works third shift at a sanitation department, third shift. 7 nights a week. I couldn't even. And sometimes he takes a day off, but I couldn't do it. I can't work third shift, but he does it, pays the bills, takes care of his kids. It's a different story now.
Yeah. Wow. But that's just, I wanted to say that this is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in the U.S. also that we're talking. It's the central part of the country up in the state that borders Canada. So, I mean, it's, you know, the northern part of the central part of the country. But it is a miracle. And when you were praying and asking people to pray, was this when you pretty much made a vow to Allah to do something about this if he came through?
Well, yeah, I said if he doesn't survive, then he goes to heaven, and if he does,
right,
you know, if he does, you know, we accept that too. So I accepted. I was thinking we were losing him. But
okay.
I knew I was going to do something after he survived, but I didn't know what.
Yeah. So what you said is holds true for a lot of people. I mean, most people haven't donated blood, and they really don't think about it. If somebody mentions it, they say, oh, yeah, you know, that's a good thing. But they don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And like with him, he went through 46 pints. I mean, this was like they were pumping it in and he was throwing it out before he was stabilized enough. And, you know, so you thank all those people for sure. I've had blood transfusions three times. I've talked about that on our show before, too. And, I mean, if it weren't for those people who donated blood, I wouldn't be alive. I know how important it is. And until it happens to you or someone close to you, you really don't think that much about it. And it's one of those things. Yeah, right. But, you know, it's a pretty painless kind of thing. They just set you down or lay you down and take some of your blood. And, you know, you think, oh, my God. But then, you know, you get some cookies, some juice, something afterwards. And, you know, it's okay. It's one of those things because your body will build that back. And then you can just think of the people that you help save the lives of. It's just a win-win kind of operation kind of thing. And you don't have to go to the hospital for it. You can do it in a doctor's office, but there's blood mobiles in this country. And I'm not sure you can explain how that's working in some others, but it's relatively really a painless thing. And the only thing I've heard people say, oh, the needle. It's like, well, you know, if you've gotten shots for this or that, it's, you know, no different. And if you don't want to, just don't watch them put the needle in. You know, I always want to see what they're doing. But
yeah,
this is one of those really, really worthy causes that doesn't cost you. You don't have to pay big money for such a feeling of satisfaction. You're helping save someone's life. So it's such a worthy thing to do. And
it's
now,
your body too to do it.
Right, because then your body renews itself with making more. So, yeah, I mean, that's it. It's good for you. It's good for the person. You know, what's to lose here? And people say, oh, you know, people and other diseases and yada, yada, yada. And blood is checked before it's given to someone. It's
exactly.
Definitely checked. So, you know, the chances of you getting bad blood are so very, very, very small. I mean, like I didn't even, you know, consider it's like, well, okay, it's, you know, this or die. You know, it takes a chance. And I've never known anyone who got bad blood.
And you probably have a better chance of dying tripping on a Lego.
Exactly. that's it. It's because trip, fall down, hit your head. You know, who knows? But I'll choose the blood anytime. And I mentioned before, and I don't know if I have it, if I've lost it. I remember though, I wrote a little poem, like the last time I was getting transfusions, as I was there, laying there, just waiting for it to come. I wrote a poem about it because, you know, I knew that once I saw them wheel in that, whatever you call it, I was just going to be so happy. But it really, you know, once you know how important it is, then you really know. It's such a wonderful thing. But I wanted, you were talking about the 3rd of August, and this was 10 years ago. So, tell me, August 3rd, this year, what's going to happen?
I'm going to eat at a buffet. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you can do that, too.
I can do that after. Well, my plan is to first work on getting a blood drive here for myself, of course, and invite a lot of the young people, too, who can donate.
Right.
And I'm trying to motivate all the others, too, in all the countries that we are in to prepare themselves for the way that they can, you know, what's available for them.
Yeah.
Whether blood donating, talking to the media about it, maybe do an article in the newspaper about this day, what we're doing. So many different things we can do to get the word out. It doesn't have to be the same exact thing. We can talk about it. We can do it. They could do a boxing tournament and then introduce the importance of blood after that. They can talk to universities about it. You know, but if we could do donations that day, that'd be great. So, we're working on that right now. We're trying to get everybody's ideas and what they're going to do when they get to stick to their plans. So, once that's all done, that'd be up, and I'll let you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, and social media. If you aren't somewhere where you can do the organization right now, social media is great. Because there again, you can write a blog, you can write an article, you can just talk about it. You can really get the word out. It's a good way to celebrate the 10th anniversary. And I'm sure that Rashid and Erica are going to do something because this is, if it wasn't for this 10 years ago, he and they wouldn't be. So it's important.
Me and Rashid's coming over here like in about an hour with the little ones, and we're going to discuss the August 3rd too, because he's ready to get more involved, and he was talking about that today.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, because he was 12, so I mean he still had a lot of growing up to do, and then he went into a very early marriage, and you know they had the two kids, so now he's more settled, And
yeah.
He's older, and with the children, he understands more, even though they're the little guys, he understands more of how you were feeling, you know, when your baby boy there is, like, dying. You know, so, no, seriously, he can understand more now. So
yeah.
I'm sure he wants to get more involved. But I wanted to talk to you about the countries, because you have so many countries, I mean, people in countries who are
yeah.
involved. Do you want to talk a little bit about those countries? Give us some shout-outs, some
oh,
of the
sure.
people and
sure.
what's going on.
I'll call the countries off, and then I'll go back and do a few shout-outs, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
I'll start off with all the ones in Africa so far. And there's a few that I didn't mention because it's not guaranteed, you know, they're not all the way on yet, but...
Right.
Okay. Okay, Burkina Faso, Burundi, Cameroon, Nigeria, Ethiopia, Egypt, Tanzania, South Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, Mozambique, Ghana, Malawi, Zimbabwe, Senegal, Somalia, Rwanda, Togo, Sierra Leone, Gambia, and Ethiopia. That's the ones we have in Africa.
Wow.
And
yeah, that,
outside of
that's
Africa,
almost half.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say that's almost half of Africa, because Africa has, what, 50-some countries?
54.
So, I mean,
yeah,
you're really moving in. I was going to say 54 or 56. I wasn't sure. But, yeah, wow.
That's, yeah,
that's impressive.
23.
Yeah. Wow. Very impressive.
Then, and then we got Haiti, which
yes.
is, Haiti, Barbados, Philippines, Bhutan, Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, Indonesia, and our latest is Philippines, but we're also Papua New Guinea, which is a whole other side of the world.
Right. Wow.
Which is
you
very,
know, one of the things,
people.
Well, one of the things that impresses me, and it always has, and it almost, oh, goodness, makes me tear up, is some of the poorest countries, like Haiti, is one of the poorest countries on the planet. And yet,
mm-hmm.
these people are willing and anxious to give. And what they have to give
yeah.
is their blood. And,
yep.
and it should really put the rest of us to shame. Because, it's, you know, if, because that's like the last thing you have to give. If you have no money, you have no material things to give, you have your own blood. And
yes.
that's what they're giving for others. So I am so impressed.
And I missed one country that I got to tell you. It's Palestine, which is a
yes,
new one.
Yes, I was just going to say that Palestine has been added. And...
Yeah.
I hate to get all teary on the air, so you're going to have to talk. But, yes, Palestine has joined up.
So. Yes, and that's a real good guy, and he's donated blood before, so he will do this again, and he likes what we do.
Yeah, that it's very impressive. So, yes, the rest of us have no excuse,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very humbled by the people who are doing this with little or no resources, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Because a lot are like paying for, you know, I mentioned orange juice. I always go back to the juice, like after the donation and everything, you usually give people a little something. And these people, they don't have anybody really backing them. They're using their own money. And some of them have very little money. But they're using that for the supplies and things. So, you know, in this country, we have, you know what? I wanted to do a song here. Let's do one of the songs, and then we'll get back to this. This is called Save Lives. Do you want to give a little background for it?
Okay, Save Lives now. Are we? Is this? This is the not the one you played. The one you played before was Miracle Comeback.
No.
Are you going to start
no,
with
that,
Save Lives?
No, that was the beginning of. I think I started out. I'm not sure if it was Save Lives or a song from Burundi. We're going to do
yeah,
sing
both
Save
from,
Lives
both from
right now. Save Lives.
Okay. Okay.
So, what's a little background on it?
Okay, this is Save Lives goes. Bad J is the CEO founder of MCB Burundi. He's an actor, a movie producer, and this is his first song for MCB. And he's also promoted MCB in the movie, in one of the, in his movies. And he also did other things for MCB, their blood drive. He's done donating blood, and he has over 40 people in MCB on his group.
Okay. So here is this song.
Yes.
is MCB? What do we do? What does it stand for? It stands for Miracle Comeback. My son required 46 pints of blood to survive. 46 pints of blood. That's 46 people it took to save my son's life. Let's keep saving lives globally. That's what MCB is. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about everybody. Let's come together. Continue saving lives. That's what we do.
All right. Yes. And that was you at the end. Yes,
that
save lives, save lives. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to ask about bloodmobiles. In this country, that's what we call them. They're like little trucks, little vans, things that they sometimes go along, a bus to factories sometimes and different places like that. Because I've heard of factories that they're going to have a blood drive and then people go out on their lunch hour or something, you know, like that. But I'm just not that well versed in other countries. Is it pretty much the same? Do they have the buses or vans or things, their own bloodmobiles, or do they have a different way of doing these drives?
I think it's a different way. I don't think they have the buses like that. I think they bring people there, or you go to the, like if they're at the school, they might have people that bring stuff there. I've never heard
okay.
of the blood, like the big buses or anything like that.
Right. So
maybe
they wouldn't have.
Or something like that, maybe. I'm not sure.
Well, in some countries, they may pair up like with the Red Cross. Am I right? Or.
Yes. I've heard that, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, each country does it a little differently, possibly, but it's in all these countries you've heard of. It's very, very impressive. We're not in Europe. Am I right?
You know what? I wouldn't say that because I got a radio guy in Europe. He's in Brussels.
Okay.
He's originally from Ghana.
Okay.
He wants to get me on the show soon. He does it every Friday. He actually does his from bringing new musicians up to date. You know what I mean? Like someone like we have. So
right.
I think it's
right.
a good opportunity for our musicians to be played and the message to get out there and let me talk too and explain what we are. But that's going to happen probably in the next month or so.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Make sure you keep us informed. So, okay. So we do have someone in Brussels who is with us, sort of. So that's good. It all helps. I was going to ask you if you wanted to talk a bit about, because we mentioned musicians and the boxing, if you want to talk about some of the actual individuals.
Sure. I got, Musa Henry. He's been
sure.
with us forever in Nigeria.
Yes.
And he's got they call it football. We call it soccer. He's
right.
got an organization over there, MCB football, and he's some of his players are getting chosen, from different countries. So MCB is getting out there that way, too, because they are wearing our uniform.
Yes.
That's one. And then we have, he traveled 24 hours south to Lagos where to meet and bring some boxing uniforms for four of the boxers in Lagos.
Right.
And he traveled all the way there, met them, and they even changed the name to MCB Boxing Club. I told them it's not a boxing club. It's actually the name of, to promote blood donations, and, they can wear our logo. And they agreed. And he met Abu Seti, who's 19 years old, a female, and she's in charge. She just donated for the first time, and she got 20 people under her, under MCB already.
Cool. And I wanted to say that Lagos is the capital of Nigeria, and travel there isn't always as good as it might be in some other places. So 24 hours, that's very impressive. That's a long trip.
And Nigeria is probably the second biggest country in Africa compared to South Africa. I think it's one of the largest. It's huge.
Well, and traveling, it just isn't. I mean, he was probably on a bus or something, and so
yeah.
24 hours one way. That's an accomplishment in itself. So
yeah, that's probably about 8 hours for us. You know, here it's probably about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have Abu Seti. Just they got boxers wearing our uniform and talking about the blood donation. And we have, you know, Hanny, brother Hanny in Palestine. And then we have, he's new. And Somalia, let me go back to some of the musicians. You know, we have Elvis Town, who's a Hollywood actor, who joined us in 2011.
Right.
He made our first MCB song called 46 Pints. And ever since that happened, we have Bimash in Nigeria, who is also the brother of Henry, Musa Henry. We have Ipoh in Indonesia, four CB already. And we have Ayo Jack, Nina B, John Michael, Bilalvin Kiba in Gambia. And it just keeps growing. And we have Bat J in Burundi. We have Nikiza and Sobado, who just made this other song, Totonono in Burundi. So it just keeps growing. I mean, Elvis lives in California now, but we keep in touch. His family's here where I live. And
right.
We have other athletes. We have Artwell Simon. He donated blood. He's a track star. He's working to get to the Olympics. He's so close to getting into the Olympics. He just messaged me today. And wearing the MCB logo, and he donates blood, and I don't want to say this, but he's okay with it. He said if it wasn't for MCB, he'd be on the streets doing drugs, because he felt the love that the MCB members have given him, and you know the opportunity to give his all. That meant a lot.
Wow.
That had tears coming down my eyes.
Yeah, now you've got me all tearing up again. Okay. You know, that says so much, because people need a purpose in life. And sometimes, like him, I mean, you know, things have just been really screwed up, and the person just feels like they don't have a purpose. Just day-to-day, whatever, and whatever comes along, that they think that they can't do any better. And then something clicks, and they find that there's something they can do to help people, to help others. That purpose, because most of us really care about other people, and when we are given a way to help, that can turn our lives around, like with him. Wow. Very impressive.
Yeah.
So, well, we have another song. Song from Burundi, and then we will wrap up. And I wanted to say, if your name wasn't mentioned, do not feel left out. It will be next time round or the next time, because Bilal was just like pulling these, you know, I just asked him for names, and these names came. A lot of these people are from near the beginning, so those stick, and then like the very latest, but everyone is so appreciated.
Mention one thing?
Sure.
That our website is in the making. So next time we talk, it'll be up. It's just at the beginning stage. It's gonna be. I won't say the name yet because you know I don't want people looking and being disappointed. But it's in the works. It should be up in no more than a month. The information takes a while to install. We got a lot of stuff to install. Videos. Everything.
And I want to say, because we've had lots of trouble with websites as far as like webmasters and, lots of things get lost in translation. And when you're trying to work with somebody who English isn't their first language, that makes it harder. And I'm just so impressed that all these people can actually speak English, because I only speak English. I don't speak another language. So I'm always impressed by people who are multilingual, bilingual. So
me too.
You know, I mean, so it's nothing on them. It's just that things have just not worked well. So hopefully this is going to. But here is a song from Burundi.
Umunsi mubi, umunsi w'agahinda. Aisanganya ryatera umuryango. Umwana wanje agira isanganya. Tumugeranye kwa muganga. Dusanga yatakaje amaraso, urupfu uri muri koma. Nawaja muri koma. Hasigaye gato ngo gace. Bapimye basanga ifigo kyononekaye. Yonyene niyo yabikoze. Nari nzi ko hano gumari nijoro. None burake igitangaza garuka. Nongere mbe muzima. Ehe burake amara sabikirazo kubitaro ntayo. Hagera geje benshi bayatanga kubwinshi kugera kumpeshi. Yaronge irabikora habone kuwo bahuje. Yonyene niyo yabikoze.
Love that haunting quality of his voice. That is nice.
Yeah.
I want to say before we go that even though the website isn't up, go to Miracle Comeback on Facebook, because all the news will be there and the different people, the different countries, you can find out what's going on there. So Miracle Comeback page on Facebook, that's the one. Check it out.
And could I make one more shout out?
Sure, please.
I'd like to give a shout out to Ruth in California. She's the one who updates the Facebook page, the Miracle Comeback Facebook page, almost daily, if not every other day. And she's also going to be the lady who also makes MCB t-shirts in America.
Okay. All right.
So that will happen within a month. And I'll mail, throughout the people that I know in the U.S., I would mail them out to them. And then say MCB underneath, it's going to say America. Like everybody has their country. But I'm not going to have different states. I'm just going to put America on that so they know actually where we're at. And then I'll have a few like in Mexico.
We're actually United States. America is, there's North, there's South, and North America is Canada also. So, anyway, we're United States. But, I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's going to be a busy lady. She'll be a busy lady.
Yeah, she is already with the Facebook page.
Yeah. So, So, yes, shout out going there. So, anything else that you need to say before we wind up here?
I'm happy to be on the show. It's refreshing. It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
Yes. We have, we'll keep in touch and to see who, what you want to do next. But I'll definitely keep in touch with you on everything that we're doing.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. We want to know and get more people and
yep.
more
and
blood. We want more blood.
More blood.
More blood.
More blood.
More
we should have an anniversary on Halloween, huh?
There we go. Yeah, we should have get the vampires going. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I like to combine celebrations all the time. So, but do go to Miracle Comeback on Facebook, and you can see some of what's coming up for like August 3rd for the 10th anniversary and on. So, Bilal, Marcus, thank you as always. What you're doing is, well, it's life saving. So big kudos to you, my friend. Thank you.
You too. Thank you for having me on.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay.
It's a hotel and sweet car.